Wednesday's annual planning commission meeting. This is Wednesday, November 20th, 2024, at 7 p.m. The Wasatch County Services Building Conference Room B. We'll begin with item number one on the agenda, which is public comments. For anyone that's not on the agenda. So open that up now, if there's anyone. Okay, don't see any. We'll move to item number two, which is the Geneva Rock Products Annexation Public Hearing. Accept a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing for Geneva Rock Products Annexation.
I'll second.
Okay, call for vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay. Would you like to come up and just let everyone know?
Sure, you want me here, there, up at the public hearing?
Conversations, I think it's impossible.
If you speak, will you state your name for the record?
You bet. So my name is Bill King from Geneva Rock. You need an address. Sometimes you guys like that. No. Okay, just here to represent that we have recently put in the application so we can annex. It's approximately 8 acres, like 7 point. Right acres, 7.95 acres from the Wasatch County into the town of Daniel. I know we've done the application. We've met with you guys a couple times already on this annexation. I don't know how much more details you want on the annexation. I know we're going to talk about the subdivision and the other application we have. I don't know there's a whole lot of detail to talk about the annexation other than bringing that property into the town of Daniel.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from anyone? Comments, concerns, anything about planning?
I have a question. Why is it you want to be annexed into Daniel?
That's a great question. We're looking to be able to provide services to the town of Daniels, and this addition of this property will help us do that for the property that's currently there.
What service are you going to provide to the town of Daniel?
We're going to provide ready mix concrete.
To the town of Daniel.
Okay. And correct.
My numbers are correct. Within a quarter mile radius, we'll have, if this goes through, we'll have 3 batch plants within a quarter mile.
I think that's correct.
So you think you're going to be providing concrete to the town of Daniel?
We do right now. We should provide concrete to the town of Daniel. And we have to truck it in, so this will help us to be able to provide right here from the source. It'll help us get trucks off the road, hauling long distances.
Where will your aggregate come from?
Right now, our aggregate comes from Utah County.
So you're not going to be getting trucks off the road?
In theory, there's a 3-to-1 reduction because the amount of aggregate you can bring in on the trucks compared to the amount of aggregate that are in the concrete trucks, you can reduce 2/3 of the amount of trucks on the highway by bringing it in on the trucks and then dispersing it out with concrete trucks from there.
And there's no way you can buy that aggregate here.
We don't have to have trucks. There's a possibility. It's all about the economics, where we can get it.
What's the access? How would they be coming into the new business?
Are we going into all this for the annexation?
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about it. So there's 3 different potential access points. We want to be good stewards. We want to work with the town of Daniel, and so we were open to different ideas for access points. We can talk about all 3. I mean, there's one coming in on, I think, is it 3000 South. There's the access point that comes in on the, I think you call it Daniels Road. And then there's also the access point on the Airport Road that goes out east to, I don't have the map for it, it's Highway 40. So there's those 3 options. And we wanted to discuss and work with the planning and zoning to see what their ideas were, and we're open to work with you guys to try to come up with a good solution for that truck traffic.
How many loads of concrete a day would you be shipping out of there?
That's a good question. It could be 30 loads a day. It could be 35. It just kind of depends on supply and demand.
Okay.
And don't you have an asphalt plant just like 15 minutes away?
That is not us.
It's a call.
You have one in Park City, correct?
There is one in Park City, correct.
That's 15 minutes.
Right.
Well, she said asphalt plant.
We meant concrete.
Okay, yeah.
It's 15 minutes away. So is it really that imperative that you have another plant in Heber where you have one 15 minutes away?
You know, it helps in a lot of different ways. I mean, it does help get those trucks off the road. It helps for burning fuel. It does. It makes it cheaper. It helps us to help reduce some of the costs. We try to keep costs down where we can source some more local.
What operating hours are you trying to do?
So the operating hours are, I mean, depending, sometimes you have to supply concrete 24/7, depending on the project. If you dot of the state, sometimes they require nighttime work. Or, as we know, concrete during the summer, we've got to pour bright and early. Right? So we've got to get it out early. I mean, but with that being said, there's lots of different things we can do to try to help reduce noise throughout the night. I know that we're proposed to place a landscape berm to help deaden some of that noise. We can also do different things with the backup alarms. And I know that in one of the, we talked to the planning and zoning, one of the things they wanted us to do to make sure there wasn't like heavy industrial work on the site after 7 p.m., before 7 a.m., for like chicken barrels or other things to help reduce the noise on the site.
Right. Well, and then you talk about cutting costs, but I'll tell you every year I get a thing in the mail telling me every year the cost goes up. I've never seen it go down. So
you're right.
That's not
when I say cut costs, it'll help stop them from inflating, right? But it'll help keep them in check.
One more. Do you have an access point now?
To the property?
Yes.
We have two different access points proposed to the property.
And where would they be?
So the access point, there's one going from the east of the property, and up is Highway 390, and then up to Airport Road. And then there's one that would go west of the property that would go and access right into Airport Road.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's already a stipulation that there is to be no mixer traffic on them roads, on 3000 or that other road.
So if we go to Airport Road, then you can go south and go on 3000, like that's what the conversation for today. Or we go on the Airport Road and we go east, and then once you hit, there's kind of you can go straight out, and I don't have the map in front of me, oh yeah, here it is. You need to go out to Highway 40, or you can go north and go up to Highway 189.
No, I meant to get into your property. How are you going to access your property?
So to access the property, there'd be an easement that would go to the east across the property and then go north onto Highway 390 West is an option.
And whose property would that be you're getting an easement on?
I do not have the owner's names, but I can look it up.
Well, the reason I ask is because you guys called me today.
Okay.
And I told you there would be no easement.
Okay.
So that is off the table.
I understand. And the other option is that we go west.
And see, if you go west, you can't get to that road.
The west, it dies in the Airport Road.
Right. So you can't go down that road.
They can get on Airport Road.
They have to go
east on Airport Road out to Daniel Road and then north to...
And we're getting ahead of ourselves here because that's another meeting which is scheduled for next month, which you're
on December 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it won't be December 2nd. It would be
one last thing. So you talk about a berm, like CMC put a berm in. It was supposed to be 8 to 6 feet.
Yeah.
The few trees, that doesn't do anything to stop noise or stop anything. So if it's not going to be more than 6 or 8 feet, that does nothing to stop the noise or the dust or any of the other stuff that goes on. And are you guys okay with another company coming in and working around the clock? Is CMC allowed to work around the clock, or what hours are they supposed to be working?
They have restrictions on what they can do. But
so what hours can they work and operate and make noise?
They can work 24/7, there's certain things they can't do at certain times of the day.
Okay, so running loaders and mixer trucks, what time can they start running loaders?
I don't have all the details in front of me, sir.
You guys don't have the stuff?
That's not a part of that. This meeting was to be prepared for what we've already done there.
But you guys are the council, and you guys have commercial, and this hasn't been very long. You don't know what hours that people can work in your town?
They can work 24/7.
Really?
I told you, they can work 24/7.
They can run a loader 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if there's a complaint, because we went through the conditional use aspect with it, then somebody needs to file a written complaint.
Okay.
We'll look into it. And it's a year-by-year thing. We could revoke their license to operate the way that they're doing. And so we'll look into that if there's complaints.
Okay.
To my knowledge, there hasn't been any written complaints on it. So that's what we go off of. That's why we have these hearings, is to see. We made a lot of conditions on that when we went through it. Listened to all the neighbors, put in a lot of stipulations, and that's the same process that we're working through here. I expect that we've learned something from the CMC process. We'll try to improve it, implement it on what we're looking at here. Maybe that means we don't like it and we won't go forward with it. Maybe it means we just need to change the way we're doing it. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Right now, all the applicant's here for right at this moment is to come be a part of the town. We're putting a lot of steps in front of us here. I think we should take them piece by piece if the chairman agrees with that.
I do. That's why I brought that up.
We're doing a lot of mixing everything here.
We also have that other batch plant that's in Heber City, which we have no control over. So there's noise from that.
But just increase it. I mean, right now at 5 in the morning, they start shipping something over there. And your window's open, you're awake.
Sure.
I mean, you know, if you add to it, it's going to get worse.
Sure.
You know, hoping we can stay a little more residential.
Understood.
I have one more question. Is Daniel's going to be providing your water, or where are you going to be getting your water from?
Do you want to talk about that with the annexation, or do you want to talk about it later?
As far as I know, that discussion hasn't taken place. And water's not an issue for the Planning Commission anyway. That would be the Town Council that decides that. So, yeah.
So is there a process they're going to, do they own the property yet? Or they're just going to go through the steps before they purchase it? So they're going to annex it, then they're going to go for a conditional use permit? Is that the process?
That's the process. I mean, I don't know who owns it at this point. That's part of their process. Because part of the site is already in the town, part of it is not, and so it was to bring it all into one place. You know, part of it's the brick that's being proposed to be annexed is in the county.
I mean, if you guys let it go into Heber City, then you have zero control over what happens.
That's correct. Yep.
I mean, and Heber City wants more revenue, so they're gonna accept it, and then you guys don't have nothing to do with it. You can't say anything, you can't set any rules, conditions, nothing.
That's correct. Then we have to provide water.
Well, if they got the water to provide, then
that's exactly right.
But that's not based on annexation.
No,
that's based on what comes
it is.
Later.
That's all down
later.
The road,
separate
with their business plan and models and conditional uses and all of that. This is just to say, does anybody have a problem supporting or in favor or against making a split parcel into one in Daniel?
I'd say put it in as one.
And it doesn't really show you which way the parcel's coming. Is there counties on the other side? So the further part?
The county's north, the north half.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Not, then I accept a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second that. Okay. A motion and a second. Call for the vote.
Again, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. So our job at this point is to make a recommendation to the council either for or against the annexation, or if you need more information, more time, you can continue it. have discussion on that now, or someone would like to make a motion?
Here's my thoughts on the annexation. I don't, to me, it feels like it gives us more control over it versus letting either the county or the city dictate what happens there. And just because it's in the town doesn't mean any of the rest of these steps that everybody's anticipating will go through. But at least it puts that back into our control and our purview versus putting it in somebody else's hands. So I don't see a downside.
And even if we reject that and it stays the same, you'll have the same issue that we had with the CMC, which is they can build their batch plant on the north end and have everything controlled by Beaver City or the county, or they can put it on our end where we have the ability to put whatever conditional use we feel is appropriate.
Yeah, and get the revenue.
And we get the revenue.
Agreed.
So, and I haven't seen Heber City or Wasatch County deny anybody a project in my lifetime.
At least not on the south end of town.
And so you're gonna, yeah. So anyway, I think it's a wise idea to put that into one parcel in Daniel.
Where's the split at?
It's almost in the middle.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. We're just recommending, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we recommend to the town council to accept the annexation of Geneva Rock Products.
Parcel number
09-6276.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. A call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, our next item on the agenda is to set a public hearing for conditional use permit for this parcel.
Good motion.
Yeah, our next meeting is December 18th.
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing for the conditional use permit for Geneva Rock parcel 096276 to December 18th.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have motion second. Call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. That public hearing will be set for December 18th. We'll now move to agenda item 4, which is set a public hearing for small subdivision for this parcel. So this parcel is larger than what they're going to need, so they want to subdivide it into two pieces. So we need to have a public hearing for that. Okay. Have a motion for that.
I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing for a small subdivision for parcel 09-6276 for Geneva Rock for December 18th.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay. We will move then to item number 5 on the agenda, which is a set of public hearing for a zone change application from Ed and Lisa Houston. We have a motion to set that hearing.
I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing for the Ed and Lisa Houston parcel 204498 for December 18th for the zone change application.
Second.
Okay,
The motion is second. We'll call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Miles, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, the motion passes.
I think we better, build the town of Daniel for refreshments on the December 18th meeting.
I'll second that.
Maybe breakfast on the night.
We got that in the budget, you two council members?
Put Red Bulls and coffee.
I'll bring the donuts.
We'll move to agenda item six, which is a zone change application. We need to set the public hearing. This is for Drew Riley.
Where's that parcel?
That is Cowell Creek Lane.
Oh, is that down by, off the big hall?
That's the color one if anybody wants to.
North off there, the big hall.
It's kind of hard to tell.
I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing for the zone change application.
There's actually two applications.
Two zone change, well, do we have to do them separate or can we do them together? How does the chairman want to see this?
There's two applications?
Well, there's two, looks like two parcels.
There's two parcels, but there's two separate applications or one application?
Yeah, because one has a zone P160 in it. And then there's just another one, sorry, five, remember I write?
I think it's one application. They're both P160.
They're both P160.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But I don't know whether there's two applications. There's two applications.
I've got two applications in my packet.
There is two applications.
There's two applications.
Separate? Better notice them separate and hear them separate? Well, my first one will be that I recommend that we set a public hearing for parcel 204384. I'll take that away from recommend that I move that we hold that public hearing on December 18th.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Again, we'll vote yes as well.
Quiet, yes.
Okay, sorry. Who made the motion?
Me.
Okay. And who seconded?
Me.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Taylor, yes.
We all said yes.
Who seconded though? Did you get it?
TJ seconded.
Yes. Yeah, I got that.
And then we need to make another.
You have to do one for 20-4384.
Yeah. And I'll propose the exact same wording.
Okay.
Except change that to parcel 20-4384 for the December 18th. I'll second that as well.
Hang on a second. On the agenda, it lists the same parcel twice. So do we have the right parcel number?
Where's the application?
The applications are in your packet. One of them, I couldn't.
4385.
A4 and A5?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and A5.
204385.
Okay, then that, yeah, I'm sorry, that was just a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a second?
I don't know, I already did four. He needs to do five.
Okay, I'll do five.
Heber seconded that.
Okay.
Okay, call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wyatt, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, motion carries. It's gonna be a big party next month.
Sucker.
Okay, we'll move to item seven, which is a lot of record application for Melanie North. Okay. Would you like to come up?
My name is Megan Phillips and I'm here with my mom, Melanie North. We are looking to get a lot of record determination on the property that is west of her piece of property, just to show that the property hasn't changed in size. The boundaries are still the same. And hopefully me and my husband at some point will be able to build a primary residence.
Any questions?
So I looked through all these tax notices and the deeds, but I don't see anything where that was ever designated as a lot of record in the packet that we had.
Back to when it was created in 1977?
77. I don't see where that shows that that's a law.
Is that when the lot was created, or is that just...
1977 is when it was created.
Because I don't see anything that tells us that the lot was created.
That was my issue. It just says urban farming.
There is one paper that I may have that you may not have. That may show when it was created.
So that's really the important thing, is when was it created and how was it created?
This is where it came from, to the Jacklin first.
So this is definitely...
These are our plans right here.
Trying to see the date.
Yeah, it's very hard to read.
Although, I'm seeing the notary's commission expires March 30th, 1945, which is making me think that it's pretty old, but I can't see the date on that.
Robin, you might be the only one around during that.
And I was only four back then.
Well, you might have. You were around.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, this one, this was not that piece. This was the whole piece.
That was large piece. The large piece that has been divided.
So do you know when it was divided?
I do not. I'm sure it says in that document.
Yeah, this is just showing the sale of the property as far as I can see.
So, and I guess while Gary's looking through that, I mean, there's basically kind of three different ways we can go about getting to what you're hoping to achieve here, and that's really is that you can prove that the lot was created before zoning was established in the area, which we haven't seen that yet come through anywhere, but anything's possible. And that it hasn't been shrunk since that came to pass. So that's probably even going to be harder since we're already defining that it's shrunk a little bit as we've divided it into this parcel and the house parcel and whatnot. Or we can go that it was created legally under the standards at the time. So again, you just have to prove that it was created legally at the time that it was divided. Or we get this document from the county saying that it's a lot of record. So like, those are our three. That's what Gary's trying to see if he can piece through that. But beyond that, that's what our town code says, and our hands are just tied beyond that. So that's
right.
Hopefully what we get there.
Right.
All of this that you've given us to this point, it's great, and it helps us kind of get this history on it, but we're still trying to check. We just need one of those boxes. And so I'm hoping that can get us there, but having
it's
not seen that.
It's just very difficult to prove
the lot of record
thing, because lot of record, are there a lot of record determinations, like an actual piece of paper that would have been generated at that point in time? In 1972 and 1977.
It probably wouldn't have been unless someone went to ask to build. But that's why we're saying,
so
what we need to know is when was it subdivided? So somewhere between around 1945 and 1977, or 1972 actually. And you should be able to find that through the chain of title, and then we look and say, what was the county zoning at that time? was it still, you know, basically anything goes?
Aren't those years before any, when Daniel became a town though? So what does it?
Yeah, but it's.
He's looking at the law, the county.
But it's.
So I looked at the county and that is what I was able to find. I can go back and search to see if there's any more. But the way that the clerk there showed me how to do it, it went from the Jacqueline to the.
His daughter.
New York, the initial, the 1945 one that you should mention.
Nothing in between there.
But, so between 45 and then 72, you couldn't find anything, you're saying?
I guess I could go, I guess I need to go back and look because I'm not exactly sure. I just know that when I initially looked it up, I had done it through the county and their water record determination only required that you go back to 1970 or something like that. So that's how far I went.
What did Michael Brown give you? Because he did the whole.
They have that.
Yeah, that's all the deeds and tax records, which it's helpful to kind of give us the storyline from 77 forward, but like, we still don't know when this specific parcel came to be.
That was her parents, the Jacquelines, that owned the whole farm. And she got the two lots, the one I build on and the one next to it from her parents.
But when did that lot?
1972, I think it says in their books of the county.
So what I'm seeing on at least this one, at least as far as I can tell, is we show a transfer, but it doesn't tell me that that was like, hey, this is when we split these parcels, the one big parcel into these smaller pieces or whatever. That's what we would need to understand. It's like, when did that happen? And then did that meet code at that point in time per the county code is my understanding.
I thought I might have read something in that, but it, like I said, it is small and it's very hard to read.
So maybe it does, and I'm happy to read through that, you know, over the next month. And if that gets us there, great. If not, we're probably going to need more info. At least I think I'll need more info.
Well, my lots, I bought two from Mary Lou. They're identical, side by side. And mine was a lot of record. I build on it.
Yeah.
So why would the one next door be the same?
It doesn't work.
We bought them the same day.
I understand that.
Yeah.
We've run into those before, and as much as logic and reason would make you believe, like, we got to prove it, I guess, is where it comes down to. Just because your house is on there now doesn't mean that we can take that for the one next to it. Ask the neighbors to Barry Dixon.
Record. Note from the county.
I did not when I built in 1986. But Daniel didn't become a town until 2000.
No, but the county used to require it.
Oh, no, I didn't have to. I can ask the county to see if there's one for yours.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. The county issued them, but they didn't record them or save them, so.
That's what makes this difficult.
Like it never existed. I don't think it does. So, like Bridger was saying, this is a difficult thing, and it may be at some point the council's going to have to give us some guidance on that, but the way the code is written right now, that's kind of where we're at. So, you know, hopefully you can find a little more of when that actually was split, where those lots were split off.
Okay.
Anyone else have any comments or?
No, my thought would be, yeah, if we can find out when it was split, and then I know it's correct. I mean, a copy of the code from that point in time into the county. I don't know how you find the county code from 1970 or whatever, 60, 40, like whatever we're looking for. I don't know.
Is there a year that Daniel Town requires you to go back to? Because in every other town, they have, in their water record determination, it specifies a year that they need the records too. So like as I mentioned with the county, they require you to go back to like 1970 or something. but it actually says that. So when I go back to the county, how far back do I need to go?
I'm not aware of a limitation in our code that puts a year on it or year.
As far back as you need to go to show that those were logged.
To where it's split, that's where you need.
There have been so many rules over the years. I know when I was building, they had to look at it. How was it split? How many times has it been split? I mean, they had a whole bunch of, like, my property had been split too many times, but they said because it's over 10 acres, the state allows you to still build on it, but otherwise you wouldn't be able to. Just because it's been, I mean, there were so many different rules over the years, but it would really help if you could find out what year those lots were created, and then we can go back and try and figure out what, you know, the county goes up to at that point.
And we know it's not an easy process to go through what you're trying to find.
I'll send a copy of this one on all of the county.
And do you have my email?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Accept a motion to continue this to the next meeting so that it doesn't drop through the cracks.
Yep. I'll make a motion that we continue the lot of record application for Melanie North.
I'll second that.
Okay, continue to when?
To December 18th. Okay. Does that give you enough time? You want a month or you want more than a month?
No, that's enough time.
Okay.
It is the holidays, you know.
And it's going to be a fun meeting already.
I don't work on Friday.
Yeah.
You want to build a house, so we'll do it.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay, is there a second?
I did it.
Okay. Aaron. Call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Porter, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, motion carries. Okay, our next item is item number 8, which is business licenses. So we have one new one, which is, they're in your packet, a Schnabel Foundation Company.
They're just building one home. That's why I left the little note that you sent in there with it.
Yeah. What was the address of that?
I think it's on there.
That's in Colorado.
That's their mailing address. They're not local.
Sky Ridge Drive.
Where was that at?
This is the Stella Lodge.
Terry, I'm trying to get there.
So where they? Before we, business license. What do you think? Were they here?
No, because they're out of, the guy that I've been dealing with is just trying to make sure they're legal to be on site, and it's 1393 West, says the Stella Lodge, so.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's where Sky Ridge Drive in Daniel.
I can.
It says Daniel.
No, let's just look real quick, maybe just.
That up by Jordanelle? That's what I thought was, that sounded like Jordanelle.
So we've had 2 requests for our storm drainage from up that way also this past week.
Something with Google Maps is doing them a bad town.
Daniel. Oh, that was that guy.
We had another request. So I did give him our storm requirements, but I told him it won't do him any good because we're at the other end of the valley.
So
is this even relevant to our meeting? If you can put an address to that, Gary. I looked up the other one and it was up there. Did you?
It's the Sky Ridge Drive. Ian just pulled up.
North end of Wasatch County.
It's the north end of Jordanelle in between
is
the
Google
highway.
Is Google putting it in Danielville?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Comes up as Daniel.
Okay. Because this guy.
Or is he trying to do his business from a location in Daniel's?
He's trying to do the location there, but they're still in the planning process is what he told me. And so that's why I wasn't concerned when it didn't, I didn't recognize the exact address. But that's the second.
He's not here, you can just continue it.
Well, I don't even think we need to continue. It's got nothing to do with us.
Well, he's applied, so he should go through the process.
Let's continue it.
Okay, and I'll get a hold of him. I have his email.
I'll make a motion that we continue the Schnabel Foundation Company with Peter
Zelkowski until December 18th for his business license.
I'll second.
Call for the vote.
McGeehan, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, motion carries, and since we're already making the 18th a long meeting, we might as well make it longer.
It looks to me like that agenda item will be off in a hurry, because it's...
Yeah, it does. Okay, then we have renewals for West Lane Designs for Julie Gibbons, Gibbons Grooming, it's also Julie Gibbons, HBS LLC, and Hungry Bunny.
Any complaints on any of these? Nope.
So HBS owns the storage units on Highway 40. So that's how it's going. They're doing their business license to run that.
But no complaints?
No.
I'll make a motion that we renew the business licenses for the four businesses stated. We need to recommend to the council that we, with a positive recommendation, to renew the business licenses for those four businesses.
I'll second that. Okay, call for the vote.
McGeehan, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Motion carries. Okay, we'll move to item number 9, which is our 2025 meeting schedule. Should give you a packet just below the business license applications. Okay, these are still third Wednesday at 7 o'clock, so it'll change that way. I need a motion to adopt the schedule, if you're okay.
I'll make a motion to adopt the schedule for the 2025 Town of Daniel Planning Commission meetings as stated in the calendar.
We just recommend.
Yeah, you just recommend.
Yeah.
I second his recommendation. Further vote, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, we move to number 10, which was the Smith Garage application. Do we have anyone here speak to that?
We have no new information on that permit.
Okay. Accept a motion to continue that.
This is the one that had the boundary.
Water, right?
The water line and all
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we continue the Smith Garage application to the December 18th. Well, can we push them 2 months?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
January 15th.
If you accept your motion.
I don't think, even if they come, it's not going to be a time-consuming thing.
All right. So let's put it on the December 18th meeting.
We can put it off, everything off till next year, right? Okay.
Done.
I'll second that.
I'll second.
I seconded Gary's.
No. Okay, call for the vote.
McGeehan, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next, planner report. Be in here. Do you have any questions for Eric? Or Eric, do you have any other information for us that we need to know?
If you got questions, Kim's got the answers.
Yeah. All of them.
As you're looking over that, I'll just bring you up to speed. We did meet with Independence, and we're looking at some intersections on Highway 40 moving forward with those signalized intersections that we have in our corridor agreement. So those talks are going on. Nothing set yet, but
they're just moving forward with that.
Okay, anyone have any other questions or comments? Not, let's move to item 12, which are the minutes. Take another look at those and
hear from the Townsend construction people again?
No, and the number that I had, the call was, it was disconnected. It was somebody's cell phone. It wasn't a business
burner.
I don't know, maybe they are out by, maybe they're out by
business application fee, drained their last dollar, and they had a business for that application fee.
They probably saved them some money if that's what did it.
That we approve the minutes from the Planning Commission meeting for August 21st.
I'll second that. Okay, have a motion and a second. Call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Porter, yes.
Taylor, yes. The motion carries. And I'll accept accept a motion for the October minutes as soon as someone is ready. Looks like we still have a couple people reading, so.
This is in here twice, right? Yes, it's repeating my phone.
So I think on item three, Kim, we've closed the public hearing twice.
Are there three of them? Because there were a couple that had to open, then continue, then close.
Well, number two, we moved.
We opened the public hearing for Geneva Rock annexation.
And we had to continue it, then we had to close it.
Then we moved to close it. And then number three.
Oh, okay, so close needs to be continued, okay. This, the middle one?
Are you on number two? No?
I'm on number three.
Okay, number three.
We need to do the same.
You got open, continue, or close?
Open.
Open.
That we just opened and closed and sent a deposit on the TA.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, oh, that's correct.
That whole second paragraph right there needs just crossed off.
Well, we opened the public hearing, then it talks about the public hearing.
And then I closed it.
Okay.
And then you put the same paragraph.
Oh, okay, okay, gotcha. Okay. And then on four, I need to open.
And it's referencing TH Land rather than Nader. First one.
Open.
Number
so
four.
On number four, the first.
You're going to change to open.
To open. Then there's the discussion. Then close and change TH Land to Nader Enterprises. And then send the positive recommendation.
Number seven, when we've got it saying that Horner continued the Smith Garage application rather than recommending a positive recommendation for the business license.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. To approve?
Yeah, it was a positive recommendation
okay.
for the
I'll,
business
I'll
license.
I'll change that.
Couldn't tell you who made the motions, but
no, I went back through and reformatted, and it kind of looks like when I did that, it took it back to the original. For some reason, it just kept throwing these random five spaces all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think if you've gone to court over it, you've probably be done with it yet.
Yeah.
give them a minute.
So I'll go back through my notes and change that whole motion, so nobody...
You didn't believe Kip since...
I was just trying to get this done with the next meeting.
I think I'm good on after those changes.
Motion is set.
Why don't you make the motion?
I'm staying.
Yeah, but you listened to it.
Yeah, he did.
Obstination.
We're going to abstain. Was there a motion?
We're still making the motion, I'm saying. On the vote.
Seems wrong.
He's looking at him, he's all packed up.
Yeah, he is.
Did we get everybody's names in the public comment today?
They're all signed in. Do you mean that everybody that spoke up?
When they speak up, we need to be, I think, a little more specific on when you have a comment. State your name and then have a...
Remember that for next month because we'll have plenty of opportunities.
There'll be a way to perfect.
Otherwise, it's not just this grabbing time and...
Then I think that needs to be said at the beginning because I only ever see anything when they're standing at the podium. I don't.
And I think we've got to be careful with
the crosstalk.
Crosstalk. It's not necessarily a public discussion, it's a public hearing. You come and voice your opinion on the issue at hand.
Speaking of crosstalk, are you going to make a motion?
I don't think it's going to happen.
So you're going to have to do it.
What's the other option?
Can I make a motion that we continue that one?
Can we?
October. I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes with the stated changes for the October 23rd Planning Commission meeting.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
McGinn abstain.
Wild, yes.
Warner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Wait, yes.
He made your vote.
Good job, make him do something today.